Now we have the talking newspaper Sport for March, collated by Andrew Colomossi. Hello again, and welcome back to our monthly look at the sporting scene in and around Todmorden. And we start with news of a triumphant day for our indomitable competitors from Todmorden Harriers. 9 members of the club travelled up to Settle to compete in a 10-mile race hosted by the It's Grim Up North organisers, who previewed the race by promising this particular event would be grimmer than grim. Well, you could have fooled the Todmorden Brigade, who proved once again that when the going gets tough, the Harriers get going, with 5 of their number occupying the first 5 places. Robin Tudnam came home first, followed by Mark Tempest, Pete Rowles, Sam Lund and Mark Anderton. And the other 4 Harriers all finished in the top 25, Ian McLachlan coming home 12th, followed by Bob Halstead, 14th, Simon Anderton, 16th, and Katie May, 23rd. So not such a grim day after all, as the Harriers contingent collected their trophies and medals, not to mention celebratory bacon butties, cakes and ale. Congratulations to them all. Cricket now, and with the Lancashire League season starting next month, players and members of Todmorden took time out to reflect on last season's campaign at the presentation of the Player of the Year awards for the 2022 campaign. And it was former skipper Andrew Sutcliffe who dominated the first team Hall of Fame, scooping up the batting, bowling and fielding prizes. Club stalwart and former skipper Sutcliffe enjoyed another consistent campaign, although voters cannot fail to have been swayed by his match-winning bowling performance of 8 wickets for 16 runs from 10.2 overs in the victory over champions Darwin that ensured top division survival for his side. The award for the all-rounder of the season went to paceman and top-order batsman Harry Rickard, while Eimear Ola won the prize for Best 2020 Performer. And there was a special award for club stalwart Ben Sutcliffe, who passed 8,000 runs in all forms of First 11 cricket. Congratulations to them all. Football now, and we mentioned in one of our previous bulletins that supporters of Calder Valley Sunday League side Woodhouse could expect to experience differing fortunes as the campaign progressed. True to form, Woodhouse demonstrated their unpredictability as February turned to March in 2 matches against Ryburn Valley. First, Woodhouse faced Valley in the league on the last weekend of February, and found themselves on the wrong end of a 4-1 defeat. So they might have been forgiven for fearing the worst when they travelled to face the same opposition in a League Cup tie just 7 days later. Instead, a new month brought a dramatic change of fortune for Woodhouse as they romped to a spectacular 10-0 success. Their progress in the league has been hampered by postponements, leaving them in the lower reaches of the table with 8 points from 10 matches. But they have games in hand on most of the teams around them, providing scope to move up the table if they can find some consistency. Now, golf. And Todmorden Golf Club Women's Section held their annual meeting, at which retiring captain Andrea Ransom welcomed the new lady captain Jane Gale. The evening was well supported by the club's ever-growing women's section, and next month the club is holding a women's golf taster day for those new to golf and those returning to the sport. We understand that as well as golf tuition, there will be fun, fizz and food on offer. So it sounds as if a good time is on offer for all. Meanwhile, the club is offering what they describe as a fantastic value membership package of 7-day unlimited access to the course and clubhouse until April 2024 for just £580. Finally, bowls. And with the start of the new season on the Centervale Greens not too far away now, bowlers can keep their hands in at Todmorden Sports Centre, who are offering winter indoor short mat bowling sessions. There are 3 sessions each week, with a 90-minute evening stint on Tuesdays and 2-hour sessions from 11:30 a.m. on Wednesdays and Sundays. An ideal way to prepare for what is sure to be another busy summer on the 4 Centervale Greens.